There we go.
Okay. Oh, yes, man. I totally forgot about him. Yeah, no, next.
Hello? Yeah, you good?
Fuck. Yeah, now I have to hold it to my ear. God damn it.
Same thing as last time?
Yeah. So I'm like, don't text. It's weird. It's a weird fucking thing. I don't know. I have to get a microphone. This is really weird.
Yeah, just get headphones with a mic.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, I can get one real quick. I mean, not today, but next time. Yeah, I know I keep saying that, but then I just don't get it.
Well, yeah, because it's not a priority, so it's like...
It's really not.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where it's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to go out of your way to get it. I get it. Oh, man.
What was I saying? Yeah, no. So, yeah, I actually want to talk about Baker's team. Because Baker's trying to tank, and he's, like, right behind you.
Yep. He's, like, right behind me. I know. His 7-3 win was – that pissed me off.
And he's actively trying to tank.
Well, I just saw him on a Thursday, and he's like, I mean, I don't mind sneaking into the sixth spot.
Yeah, no shit. Now that you're close. Yeah.
And it's actually interesting because going for the sixth seed isn't the worst thing, because if you miss out, you get the number one pick next year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the seventh seed gets the number one pick, so it's not the worst thing.
Well, unless he has a first-round keeper, then it doesn't really matter.
True. That's what I was thinking. Like, I'm keeping Nolan, so what good does that pick do me? Nothing.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, it makes it more interesting. His team's not bad. His offense went off pretty well against me. That pissed me off.
Because that's how I normally build my teams. I build my teams like I'm going to be competitive every year. Like, I'm going to make the playoffs every year. Will I have the best team? No, I'll probably never have the best team in the league.
But get in the dance.
I'll make the playoffs every year, and yep. I will have a chance. So I don't like this, like, actively tanking in a 12-team league and collecting all these prospects. Because the truth is, you're always going to find prospects.
Yeah.
I just picked up Isan Diaz.
Yeah, there's all these Marlins guys. Yeah, Fister's picked up Gavin Lux.
Yeah, he's trying to trade, and he's trying to hold him for, like, a ransom. He's asking the shitload for him. I'm like, dude, I'm like, you picked him up like 2 days ago. I'm not giving you like, you know, my team for him. I'm like, I don't care how well he's doing. You just picked him up. It's the principle. I don't care.
Exactly.
Like you're not getting what you think you're getting from him. At least not from me. Someone maybe might be able
someone.
To,
someone probably will.
Not
he's
me.
He's a Dodgers prospect. Midseason lists have him at about 15, which is pretty
good. Yeah. Yeah, he jumped.
But, yeah, exactly. Those guys come out of nowhere. So even if you trade – like, look at even the guy Baker has now, Kirilloff and Royce Lewis. They're both struggling.
Oh, yeah, Kirilloff actually sucks.
Yeah, they're struggling. They could be absolutely nothing. So, I mean, that was a good move by Smitty to get DeGrom. For Segura and Kirilloff, that could be absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
I think unless it's like a top five, and even if it is a top five, you don't know. But like I'm not moving Adele, personally. But pretty much anyone else, you know.
Yeah, like I'm not moving Mackenzie Gore. Like usually I'm like I don't mind moving pitching prospects, but this guy's really fucking good. He's pitching in a pitcher's ballpark, like, and he's gonna have a good offense behind him. Like I'm not trading that guy. Like he's number four on the prospect list right now. I'm like I'm not. I mean. I'll trade him in the right deal, but I shouldn't say I'm not trading him. I'll trade him in the right deal, but he's not someone I'm gonna like throw into a deal.
Right.
You know, like Ryan Mountcastle, I'll throw into a deal. Even Christian Pash, who's the 16th ranked prospect, and I'll throw him into a deal.
Yeah, isn't his kind of defense related too, though? I keep reading that Pash is good, but like,
no, he's amazing defensively, but his offense is like right there with him. He's got like so he's a really good prospect, but he's an outfield prospect. Like my outfield's sick.
The Braves have so many prospects, and they got that Drew Waters guy.
Drew Waters, so their outfield, like, by the end of next year, it could be Drew Waters, this Christian Pash guy, and fucking Acuna.
And then they could move Riley to third or something if Donaldson
leaves. Riley will go to third once Donaldson leaves. Yep. Donaldson got a one-year deal.
Yeah, Riley, Swanson, Albies, Freeman. I mean, that seems ridiculous.
It's an insane team. Their pitching is – Soroka finally learned or decided to pitch this year as soon as I trade him, so – you know, whatever.
And that's without Foltynewicz all year.
Yeah, Foltynewicz has been garbage. And
it's amazing. They lose their ace, and they're still incredible. Well,
they're de facto ace. I don't really consider him an ace. That's why I traded Foltynewicz.
He had an ace season.
Yeah, an ace season. And that's why I traded him at his peak. But then I also traded Soroka at his lowest value. So it's like, it's a wash.
It balances out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, that's always my fear of making too many moves. It's like, ultimately, it balances out.
Yeah.
So you don't want it to balance out, right?
No, but I don't regret that deal. I mean, Xander Bogaerts has been fantastic this year.
Oh, yeah. He's like a top 20 guy, right?
Yeah, he's a top 20 guy at, you know, premium position. I'll make that deal. I'll make that deal again. So I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with the deal. I'm a little mad Soroka's good because I kept him for a while. Kept waiting on him, and he just, whatever. So
most of the stuff I read about him is he's not going to, like, he's out pitching the deeper numbers. So we'll see.
We'll see. But he's been really good all year.
Yeah. For a long time.
But I feel like, I feel like he's injury prone. He just hasn't gotten hurt this year. I'm waiting on him to get hurt. So see if he gets hurt in August. You know, what good does he do me? I need him for the playoffs. I don't need him. You know what I mean?
That's the problem with young pitchers in general. Like,
and you don't know. He'll get a splinter or something, and or a blister or some shit, and he'll be out for the year.
Yeah. All those guys. I mean, Lizardo just got shut down 4 to 6 weeks. It's like.
Yeah. It's like, I'm sick of waiting on these guys.
He's been injured like 4 times already.
Yeah. But yeah, Smitty's team is insane. He's got far and away the best team in the league. Yeah. Doesn't mean I can't beat him in the playoffs, but you look at his roster top down, it's actually pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's actually pretty ridiculous. I mean, the way he's winning at like a freaking 70-something% clip, it's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Alonso, no one thought he'd be this good.
I mean, I thought he'd be good. I didn't think he'd be this good.
And then Kingery's been sick.
Of course he has been.
Well, not sick, but like.
No, Kingery's been really good, and he give you position flexibility. Yeah, no, Kingery could play out.
Tatis could be like number one pick in a year or two.
Yeah. He was just hurt at the beginning. Yeah, but if you project his numbers like full season, he's insane.
And then he's still got Franco and Bichette.
Yeah, yeah, those guys haven't even come at. Altuve's not even doing anything for him. Like, he's just got.
His pitching's nothing super scary, though, in my
opinion.
No,
his pitching's really good, too, though. I disagree. I mean, not looking at his roster, he's got.
Well, he's got young, volatile guys. He's got a lot of volatile guys.
Giolito, he picked up out of nowhere again. I know he had him on his team like a couple years ago, and then
Bieber's been sick though.
Bieber's been really good. Boyd, he just got DeGrom. No, his pitching's sick too. No, he's got a sick team.
Oh yeah, and he has Kluber coming back. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, yeah, he's not even his ace is Kluber. He didn't even get him back. You know what I mean? So it's just like it's a fucking sick team.
Yeah, the only weakness would be relievers, but it's not a bad weakness.
If that's your weakness, then, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, I'll beat you in saves, but, yeah, you know, so what? The rest of it's like, you know, I have to beat you in saves and ratios. And so if I'm facing Smitty in the playoffs, I have to beat him in saves and both ratios,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so that's three right there.
That's three, so you get 3 out of 5.
Steals, maybe.
Yeah, and then everything else, and then the offensive categories are a toss-up. Even though he's been killing it offensively, he has an off week offensively. I'd get him out of 3 out of 5 categories offensively. Yeah, I mean, it's possible. Because I could get him 3 out of 5 pitching.
Yep.
And then I have a good offensive week. I win, you know? So.
God, yeah. Pete Alonso had 9 bombs last month.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's crazy. No, Pete Alonso's so good. And I knew he'd be good, too, because I watched him out in Vegas. He played his AAA ball in Vegas. Him, McNeil, all these guys. I watched them in person. They're, you know. So Alonso, I'm a little frustrated on because I knew he'd be good. I didn't think he'd be this good. I mean, I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
say
I don't
that,
think anyone thought he'd be this good.
But you know, he's just tearing the ball cover off the ball into tees. Yeah, and he's got the best prospect in all of baseball, Franco.
Yeah,
he'll be up. I think he'll be up middle of next year. I mean, I think he's on the fast track. That kid's really fucking good.
Yeah,
that kid's really fucking good. He really is.
Yeah, he's still got Bichette and Franco.
That's a deep team. That's a deep squad.
Bichette, Franco, Tatis. That's crazy.
That's a deep squad. But you know, he missed the playoffs last year. And you know, I want to make the playoffs every year and give myself a chance.
Yeah, I mean, it is a great team. But like you said, I think it happened.
Yeah, I like my guy Diaz. I picked up. Like he finally learned how to take a walk, and now he's hitting for power and average, and he's getting on base. And you know, he'll be a second baseman. Him and.
Kevin Biggio, how's he been doing?
Biggio's been sick.
Really? I haven't looked at his numbers.
You can look at him past month. You take a look. Biggio,
yeah.
Biggio really fucking good. And you know what? I picked him off waivers. You know what? And I picked this Diaz guy off waivers too. You know what? I just built my middle infield off of the future off waivers.
Yep. No, exactly.
You know what I mean? So
unless it's a absolutely premier prospect, it's not worth trading for.
Exactly.
Because those top 25 dudes go in and out all season.
Yep.
No, I agree.
Better be 100%. Acuna or Franco or, you know, some guy. Tatis. Better, you know.
Yeah, Juan Soto.
Juan Soto. Yeah, Juan Soto I picked off waivers is insane.
The one that got away.
Yeah.
I think we all had Soto for a bit. Or actually, I don't think I had him, but I'm kicking myself for not picking him up. Fuck. There's always a couple of those.
So yeah.
Oh, yeah, Yordan Alvarez. Well,
yeah.
I guess, to be fair, I had him last year, but.
Yeah. But, like, you know what I mean? There's always that guy who's going to come on the waivers. Biggio was that guy. He was on nobody's radar, not top 100 anything, comes through. I picked him up, like, maybe a couple months before he got called up. Like, yeah, this guy's going to be good. He gets on base. He strikes out a ton, but he gets on base, and he hits homers, and he steals bases. So I'm like, yeah, he can play for me.
Yeah, that's all you need in our league.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, yeah, sign him up. Pick him up.
Yeah, I'm pumped. It'll be fun in September when all these prospects come up.
Yeah.
I want Keyboom to get another chance. He's killing
it. He will.
Alec Baum on the Phillies. He looks like he's going to be a stud.
Do you have him?
Yeah.
Okay, you just picked him up then, because I was eyeing him.
Yeah, I just picked him up Monday.
Okay, I was
yesterday.
Eyeing. Yeah, but yeah. Like, we can only pick up so many people. So
exactly. I mean, it could drop him soon, but
yeah.
That it would be fun if we had five more roster spots, but then like me,
no,
you
the managing kind of, you know, you got to manage your team. You can't just pick. You know.
I see your point. Then you don't really have to put in effort. You read an article about a guy, you just add him, and then that's it.
And there's no repercussions. You know.
Yeah. Why not hold a guy for 3 years then?
Yeah, exactly. That's why, and that's why I'll make the argument again. I want more teams in the league. That's why I want more teams in the league. For that reason, then you'll make the counter argument. Oh yeah, then those we already have people who don't manage. You had more.
Yes.
Teams, those teams won't. You'll make that argument, and then I'll make the other argument. Well, yeah, but at least they're taking up. You know, they're taking up roster spots. You know, there's guys on waivers right now who shouldn't be on waivers.
Yeah, well, like, look at Shamir's team. He's holding Starlin Castro. Like, what are you doing?
Exactly. Well, he should be on waivers.
He's got, like, 6-7 bench bats that none of them should be on his team.
Right. Like, I think there's a couple teams like that where I try to make trades here. I'm like, dude, there's nobody on your team I want.
Right. Like, Evan Longoria, what are you doing with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pujols. I mean, Cervelli when you got Vasquez. Cervelli's not even playing catcher ever again. He said he's quitting catcher.
Yeah, which means his career is over after this year. Yeah. Well, his career's over now, but yeah.
First base or something, maybe. He's a solid hitter.
Who's at first base? Josh Bell? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, his career in Pittsburgh, yeah. He'll probably end up being just a pinch hitter or something. But no, you're right. He's a contact hitter. So.
No, what do you mean I quit catching? Just be a backup catcher. That's a stupid. I quit catching.
You're in the major leagues
because you're a catcher.
And, yeah, but the dude's had so many concussions.
Okay, then don't play baseball then. Because you don't have the bat to play first base.
No.
So you're not going to play first base. You're not going to be anybody's DH.
Maybe he pulls 100 Pence and reinvents himself. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
No,
I want to see the Cervelli story. He did. He was obviously a much better player than Cervelli ever was.
Yeah, you're not going to reinvent yourself now. And if you do, there's going to be a ton of questions.
Of course,
yeah.
But I'm rooting for the guy.
Yeah, I'm mad.
It's gonna be awkward though. He's got a Pirates tattoo on his forearm, I think. So.
Does he? That's funny.
If they let him go, I don't know what he's gonna.
No, he could just be the backup catcher.
Yeah,
he could sign on as a backup.
It could be. It could be an emotional decision. I'm sure it's an emotional decision.
Dude, you get like 40, 50 starts a year. Like, whatever's a backup catcher, you know, at most. Like, you could do that.
Yeah.
That's a month and a half of work.
Well, of starting work. Yeah,
no, you know what I mean? Well, I mean, as far as contact or potential contact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you're fine. And if that's not good enough for you, just retire. Charlie Black.
I mean, I guess he's already like 30 plus.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably, yeah. at that point, you may as well. And I don't know if he was ever an elite defensive catcher anyway. So.
Yeah, he's a pretty good defensive catcher, and he's a good on-base guy.
Yeah, and very, very good contact on-base guy. Really?
At the wall, and it's gone, Charlie Blackmon going yard. Off that Liam Hendricks. Awesome. You have both of them.
Oh, interesting. All right, Hendricks, get your homers out of the way now. He's having an insane year.
Yeah. Is he the closer now?
Yeah. They didn't give it back to Trinan because Hendricks has been so good.
Yeah.
The dude's got a last month, 15 innings, 25 Ks, no runs, 0.8 whip.
It's pretty good. That'll sign up for that. Wait, let me see Biggio's stats over the past month. He is the 33rd ranked player in fantasy over the past
month. Good, man.
And he was ranked as high as like 6th, I saw, at one point over the past month. So, yeah, dude, 5 homers, 20 RBIs, 3 stolen bases, 367 on base, 19 runs scored. I'll take that.
Oh, that's sick.
So
well, I picked up Danny Jansen.
Yeah, I was eyeing him. You know what
but
I was going to
do? It's a catcher,
do?
Though.
You know what I was going to do?
Huh?
I was actually looking to move Real Muto, and I had my eye on Jansen.
Do like what Baker did. Baker traded Wilson, and then – well, he had Mejia in the wings. Jansen would be better than Mejia probably, but
– yeah, let me look at Baker's team again.
But he still made that Moustakas Conforto for Suarez I will never forget it. That pissed me off. As soon as he made that trade, I'm like, that's a monster trade for Smitty, and it has been.
Mm-hmm. What round is Moustakas? No, Moustakas is like a 20th something. Yeah.
Oh, I think he's like 10 plus.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. He's old, so like as long
he's
as he's
old.
Couple...
Yeah, exactly. But.
He gets you popping second base.
He's not going to have second. Actually, he played a lot of second base this year, right?
Yeah, so at least.
So
this
he'll
year
get it
next.
At least next year. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. To your point.
And Conforto is like basically Suarez, but, well, I mean, poor man Suarez, but good on base. He'll hit 25 to 30 bombs. Let's see.
Yeah, dude. What's his name? Fucking Baker. He bid like $1,000 on Bobby Bradley.
Oh, yeah. I bid like 3 or something. I'm sure you had your eyes on him, too.
I did, but not for 30-something bucks.
No. Yeah, he's not some elite hitter. He's got power, but yeah. Yeah, Moustakas and Conforto are both 14th rounders, so he's got the value.
His team's not that good.
That's why I was pissed I lost to him. I would, like, look at his lineup. I'm like, dude, Luke Voigt's on the DL. Like, everyone's on the DL. Correa's
you don't
on the
have
DL.
A bench because you're hoarding all these prospects.
Who, Baker? Or
yeah.
Me?
No, I mean him, yeah.
Oh.
And he's got a bunch of people on the DL.
Yeah, it was a very frustrating loss.
And he might... and if you make the playoffs, you give yourself a chance. I don't think he'll do anything in the playoffs.
I mean, look at his pitchers. They're not even good.
No, I don't think he'll... Even if he makes the playoffs, he would be easy to just kind of manage around. Because you'd have to drop your prospects then in order to really manage. Because you're not keeping all those guys unless they all come up, which I'm not sure they will. So that's always the interesting thing. Because I always play for this year. I'm not worried about next year. I'll make a bunch of moves next year, and I'll be relevant next year. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, I think you have your core untouchables, and the rest should be shuffling.
And that's what I'm doing. You know what? Yep. I picked up freaking Cole Calhoun off waivers. You know, you can say, oh, he's whatever, but you know what? He's like a top 100 player.
And he can carry. You pick up those guys for a month or two when they're hot, and then you drop them.
Cole Calhoun has 19 home runs.
Yeah.
And he has
like
52
everyone's got 19 home runs.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But, like, his on-base is not terrible. He scores a bunch of runs. Like, he's a top 100 player. And he'll go completely undervalued because he's Cole Calhoun. I'm like, you know what? Yep. He's a top 100 player. I don't care.
He does it every year, too. He has, like, a hot run.
Yeah, but he's been pretty damn good this year. Without the Calhoun. Major cold streaks. Because usually he gets really cold, too.
Wow. Fucking Charlie Morton.
Charlie Morton's really good. But
13.
Yeah, Charlie Morton's really good. I'm shocked.
He's like 35 years old.
Yeah, I'm actually shocked at how good he was. He wasn't anything in Pittsburgh.
No.
He was like a middle-of-the-road like star. He was like fucking Jason Hamill or something. Like,
I think he's one of those spin rate dudes that like figured out how to, I don't know, something with his curveball.
Yeah, well, he figured it out, and it's weird.
Pitching is super weird like that. Like
yeah, especially this year. This year's been like one of the weirder years in pitching.
I'm trying to think of what. Well, Giolito randomly
Yeah, but you know, and he blew up last start. Like, he'll get lit up. You know what I mean?
Cubs have gotten to him twice.
Yeah, like, he'll get lit up. Giolito. Yeah.
He could have just had a hot run.
We don't know. That's the thing.
But he has that pedigree that makes him so sexy.
But yeah.
Yeah.
You know who's, quote-unquote, having a bad first half? Bryce Harper. And you know what? He's the 38th ranked player in fantasy.
I know. It's hysterical.
But that's what he does, though. And that's why I cannot trade this fucking guy.
Right. Like, everyone hates him right now, and he's a 30-something ranked player.
He's the 30th ranked player in fantasy.
Granted, if it was an average league, he'd be a lot lower.
Yeah, but you know what? In this league, he's pretty fucking good.
Well, that's what, like, the fans don't understand that. They're like, oh, Bryce Harper sucks. It's like, he doesn't suck. He's just not – he's not living up to his ceiling or his contract, but he doesn't suck.
You know what? I think, oddly, in a backwards kind of way – he is living up to his contract.
In what way?
I don't want to say he's only worth $25 million, but I mean, if you project it against like a Trout or even Nolan Arenado, he oddly is a $25 million a year player.
I guess it depends how you value that.
You know what I mean?
Are you talking pure baseball? Are you talking revenue? If you look at WAR and stuff, I mean, Trout and Arenado are better.
If you look,
defensively, though.
Yeah.
Because he's probably at best the average defensive player now.
Okay, fine. He plays average defense. He's an elite hitter.
Yeah.
He's an above average.
Yeah, not this year.
Above average.
Yeah.
Hitter.
Or good, not great hitter.
What's good? What's between good and great? I don't know. Somewhere in between there.
Like a 7 out of 10. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I'm trying to. You know. Yeah. You know the sentiment I'm trying to say. And you know what? He's a huge draw at the gate. I think oddly he is worth $25 million. So that contract, we were saying, oh, you know what? He's actually underpaid. You know what?
For talking revenue and stuff, absolutely, because he's bringing in. I mean, his banner was up at the All-Star game in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He's not even in the game. Like, I mean, he's definitely one of the biggest faces.
Wait, hold on. Did he not make the All-Star team?
I don't think so, right? He shouldn't have.
I just assume he did. Did he not make the All-Star team, dude?
I don't think so. Well, you got Bellinger, Yelich, Acuña.
That's three right there. He's not a reserve.
I don't know. I'm curious.
Is he
now.
Not a reserve? I didn't even think of that. Did he not make the All-Star team?
I feel like he didn't.
I got to look that up. I didn't know that. I just assumed he was on. I didn't even. All-Star rosters. 2019. There's no way.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, there's an article. Bryce Harper is on the All-Star game banner despite no All-Star nod.
That's nuts.
Isn't that crazy after that big-ass contract? I mean, he's not having a bad year. It's just
he's not on the team. You're right.
Those three dudes are having incredible seasons.
See, but that's the thing. Like, even I'm an avid baseball fan. I just assumed he was on the fucking – he's not on the team.
Right, the name recognition.
That's crazy.
Right,
that alone makes you worth what you're worth. I just assumed he was on the team. I didn't even think about it.
That is nuts. He's got such a big persona.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the hair. He's got – I don't know. Yeah.
He's not on the team. That's right.
I don't know why people hate him. I mean, I don't think
– he acts like he's the greatest player in baseball. It's like, dude, Yelich is like twice the player you are.
I mean, at this point, yeah.
Like, literally, like even statistically, like twice the player you are.
If you ranked like if a owner had a fantasy draft right now, Harper would be pretty far down the list.
Yeah,
I'm actually curious. I don't want to do that, but I don't even know if he'd be in top 50.
Well, it depends on what kind of league. In our league, he'd be a third rounder.
I'm saying if you asked MLB GMs to do a fantasy draft from the player pool, like I legit don't know if he'd be in the top 50.
I'd have to think about that, but yeah, you might actually be right.
Almost guaranteed not top 30 if you factor in all the young pitchers and
exactly. That, yeah. In which we devalue in like our game.
Yep, and outfield, like his defense is not very good.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually. Without putting too much thought into it, you're probably right.
Right, just, yeah, like that's insane.
It is insane.
But yet he, a lot of people think he's like the best player.
He's not.
No. I mean, it used to be a conversation, him versus Trout, but that hasn't been a conversation for like 5 years.
No, no, it's not a conversation. No, the conversation, oddly enough, is Yelich versus Trout now.
Yeah. Belly's up there, but
Belly, yeah, Belly's like half tier below. He's not far behind, but.
And the thing is, Belly is younger by like what, 4 or 5 years than those guys, so he could, his ceiling could be just as high.
Yeah.
And it, is he playing center now, or is he?
He plays center, which is odd. I think he plays. He's a tall dude, but yeah, he's good.
It's like when they always show Gallo playing center, and I laugh. It's hilarious. It's Joey Gallo.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Belger's in right. He's a right fielder, right, but I think he has some games at center.
Oh, yeah, they put Verdugo when he played in center, I think. Yeah,
exactly.
But, yeah, no, he's up there, too. It is crazy. Yelich, man. Yelich, like, what happened? Insane. The second half of last year on, he's just been, like, the best player, like, top five of all time.
Yeah.
Like, the season he's having right now is just absurd.
I mean, I made an ill-fated attempt to try and trade for him.
He's probably the most untouchable guy.
He's got to be.
I'm pissed. I was trying to get Bellinger before the season.
Yeah, so was I. He was not giving him up. And I gave him a lot for Bellinger.
I think everyone had the feeling last year was like his little slump.
Yeah, I was going hard on Bellinger.
Yeah. Trevor, a lot of players do that. Trevor Story did that too.
Yeah.
He had a shitty second year. Well, not shitty, but not good. Underwhelming. And then he really broke out the third season.
Jeff McNeil made the All-Star team. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, he's having a great year.
Yeah, I know. He was on my team. I cut him.
Fantasy-wise, I still argue with Pfister about it all the time. I'm like, dude, he's not that good in fantasy. But in real life, he's
fantastic. Great. He's a great on-base guy. He's a good – I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
He carried my team the second half of last year. McNeil. It was McNeil and Olsen. They fucking carried me.
Oh, speaking of Olsen, oof.
Yeah, that guy can
– that's got to hurt right now.
No, because I would have traded him anyways. And the deals I made? Because I traded him for Hicks, and then I packaged
him. And then you moved Hicks, right?
So I don't think Olsen would have been on my team.
Okay.
That's why it doesn't hurt me as much. I mean, I do check every now and again. I'm like, God damn, this guy's fucking right. It hurts more because I was wrong.
Yeah.
Not because I still would have traded him, but like I was just flat out wrong about him not hitting for power. Like I couldn't have been any more wrong.
Wow, he had 11 bombs last month.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Jeez. So it's like, man, I was like way off on
that. I think everyone was though.
Yeah, but you know who I wasn't wrong about, but I traded him anyways, and if you listen to like our very first podcast, you'll know. Brandon Woodruff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we should go back and listen to our predictions. I don't remember what mine were.
I said Yandy be a top 10 third baseman, which I don't think he'll finish now because he's just been hurt too much. And I said
he's too big.
But I did say Brandon Woodruff would finish top five in the NL Cy Young.
I mean, it was very aggressive, but it's still, he's pitching very, very well.
No, I think I'm just thinking right now. I'm looking at the National League pitcher. You got Soroka, DeGrom.
Well, off the top of my head, yes. Ryu.
So that's four.
Soroka, DeGrom, NL. I'm trying to think.
Scherzer.
Oh yeah, Scherzer for sure.
So you got three right there. Season. Ryu. And then the fifth spot I would put between.
If Nola finishes strong, I feel like he can come back. He's been regaining his form.
Yeah, but his ERA is still like.
Yeah, it's still bad. It's still bad. Well, not bad, but who else? Chris Paddock's not doing that well anymore, right?
No. Walker Buehler, Zach Greinke.
Oh, yeah. Buehler and Greinke are having legit seasons.
Yeah, and then Woodruff, he's like fine. He's like maybe 7th to 8th, maybe.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah, and I said he could be top five. So I'm like, I'm right there. I think.
No, that was a good call. We'll give you props for that one.
I'll take that one.
Let's see. I'm going to sort by pitches right now. I just want to see.
Fantasy perspective as far as
starting. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Season total. Starting pitchers. Okay. Yeah, Scherzer in the NL. Scherzer, Ryu, Greinke. Castillo, I forgot about him.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I don't think he's having a better year than
Then who?
Then Woodruff. I'd have to look at that. I'm looking right now.
Oh, yeah, he is. I mean, look at ERA. Is he? Yeah.
Okay, I have to look. I don't know. I mean, I'm glad he
Castillo's got a 2.29 ERA. Woodruff's got 3.67.
Yeah, so that would need to come down a bit.
But the whip is pretty low.
Yeah. Mike Minor's a better fantasy pitcher than
– Is that insane? Keep waiting for him to fall off, and then he just does not fall off.
And, you know, I was going to trade him, but then I'm like, he's a late-round keeper. I don't need to. I'll just ride him out.
Yeah, well, isn't he already like 33 too?
But yeah.
He could be a Charlie Morton. I mean,
exactly. I'll just ride him out. And then I'm like, oh, it's Texas. The balls are juiced. It's getting warmer over there. Ball's going to fly out of the yard. And then he's just like
– It never happens. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, okay.
Oh, I forgot about Corbin too. He's having a really good year.
Yeah, Corbin's having a really good year.
Paddock is still there. Wow. But he doesn't have the innings because they shut him down for a while.
Yeah.
And then who else?
I keep trying to get Garrett Cole from Garrett.
Yeah, he's absolutely ridiculous. I have a crush on him, but
and you know what? He's not gonna make the team. He didn't make the All-Star team. 170 strikeouts.
Wait, he didn't make the All-Star team?
How? Unless he was the starting pitcher.
No, I think it was Verlander, right?
Oh, maybe, yeah, I don't know.
They got some guys that can strike people out.
Dude, 170 strikeouts in 116 innings. Oh, my God.
Who else?
Fucking like Nolan Ryan shit.
Seriously.
I mean, why is Ryu so fucking good?
I
usually have Ryu on my team, and I'll ride him out because he'll have stretches in the year where he's like insane, but then he always gets hurt.
That's the thing. I don't think he's going to make it the full season.
Well, yeah, he's off to hell of a start.
0.9 whip, 1.7.
No, he's been insane.
Yeah, Granky's doing his thing.
Yeah, Castillo's actually having a really good year.
Yeah.
So my pitching's not bad. I mean, Castillo and Minor, as far as the numbers are putting up, and then all my closers, it's like, that's not bad.
No, it's not.
It's not that bad. And that's like one of my weaknesses.
Oh, interesting. John Gant is a free agent? Does he just not pitch anymore?
You can look at his numbers over the past month, and you can determine for yourself. Because Carlos,
yeah, I mean, they're not horrible. But, yeah, it's Martinez. I lucked into that one.
Yeah, Carlos Martinez is the closer. So
I knew I was holding him for something.
Yeah. So you could pick up Gant if you like. I wrote him out.
Nah.
I wrote him out. It's whatever. Now he's just like an ordinary reliever for me. Just like whatever, he doesn't even strike out.
Like elite,
so it's like whatever.
Damn, I forgot the Dodgers have Urias too. Their pitching is ridiculous.
There is Rich Hill's on the DL.
Yeah, seriously, they got Rich Hill who can come out and, you know, be insane. Rich Hill, Urias, Bueller, Kershaw, Ryu. I mean, that's absurd.
Mm.
I don't see any way they don't get to the World Series this year. I mean, it's early, but that's a hell of a fucking staff. And
yeah, I'm trying to make an argument for the Cubs.
So. Nah, it's really hard to. I mean, I don't know if the Dodgers pen. I don't know about their pen. That's probably their weakness, but they still got Baez, who's good.
You got Baez and
Kenley, obviously.
Yeah, so I call them Janley, Kenley.
But damn, yeah, that pitching staff is absurd. Oh, and they still got Maeda and Stripling in there too. I forgot about them.
Yeah, no, they have like nine pitchers,
and they're all good. We can't develop any.
Yeah, the other guy got lit up the other day. The Elzo whatever guy.
Oh yeah, Elsley.
Yeah.
Yeah. The shine is definitely off the Cubs though. It's just they got a bunch of cast offs and
the
Campbells will be done soon.
Yeah, the Cubs are still leading the division somehow.
It's amazing.
Basically a 500 division.
Pretty much.
Oh, wow, it is. I didn't – because I don't really look at the standings too often. The difference between first and last place.
It's like 4.5, right?
Separate 4.5 games.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I actually didn't know because I don't look at the standings too often.
That's pretty fun. I bet that's never happened before, the All-Star break in any division.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know. I don't think. Yeah, usually there's one bottom feeder team, and then there's like 3 or 4 teams that are jockeying.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're all
– it's pretty nuts.
And you know what? I mean, not in this order, but that's how I pictured this division going this year. Not in this order because the Reds are improved.
Yeah, they're playing
Pirates
better.
Are okay. Cardinals are going to be competitive. The Brewers are Brewers, and the Cubs. You know, we all kind of pegged the Cubs as like a 500 ball club, and this division's kind of lived up to that. Not in this order, not in the order I thought it'd be, but yeah, it's pretty much a 500 division.
I still think the Brewers will take it. I think they're going to get Bumgarner. There's been some talk.
How much has Bum gotten left in the tank?
He's been solid. I mean, it wouldn't be like – it's not like they're trading for an elite pitcher.
And then, if that's the case, the Cubs would still be in the running for the wild card. You're right there in the wild card. Let me look at – so you got the
– Phillies are there, right?
It'd be the Nats, the Phillies, and the Cubs for the wild card.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the Nats have been playing better.
So, yeah, and the Nats were supposed to be – I don't want to say tanking, but there were talks of moving Scherzer. The break. I don't think you can do that right now.
They just don't have a pen. That's their weakness.
Yeah. But
their starters, I mean, if you got to go against Strasburg, Scherzer, and Corbin, that's not fun.
Yeah.
And their lineup's good enough.
Yeah, so the Cubs, if they can hang on here. That's a tough division. Fuck. That shit is tough.
Yeah, there's no one bad this year.
Yeah. That's what I thought it'd be like. Not the Cubs on top, though.
I didn't see the Pirates being this good.
Yeah, Pirates are respectable. Yeah,
Josh Bell, and then they got that Newman.
Yeah,
guy.
No, I didn't see Josh Bell being like the best player in baseball all of a sudden. But no. Yeah. And then you look at the NL East. There's one really bad team, just one pretty good team, and the rest are kind of. Well, no, the Mets are actually pretty bad too.
The Mets feel like they should be better.
Mets are pretty fucking bad.
They have so much talent, but I don't know.
It's the Mets, dude. That's all I can say.
It is the Mets. They're a train wreck. There's always like some teeing about them every day.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mets are.
They feel like the Jets of the.
Yeah, Mets and the Jets.
Yeah, they're both like those. They tease you, and there's just a lot of headlines.
Second feeder teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me look at the NL West here. Yeah, the Diamondbacks are about 500. Padres are in it.
What about Rockies?
Rockies are a half game behind the Padres.
So everyone's in it except Giants?
The Giants aren't even horrible. They're at 41-48, which is not, like, atrocious.
That's better than I thought they'd be.
Yeah.
Because their lineup is awful.
I mean, I'm not looking at the wild card standings. If I look at the wild card standings, I bet you they're not too far behind. I mean, they got a million teams to pass up, but
right, it won't happen. But they're not.
It won't happen. But they're not too far behind. They went 10 in a row. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they just don't have. They don't have the hitting to do that, though.
Yeah, but baseball's like weird like that.
It is, but it. They're just
no. So bad. I mean, 162 games. It's just it'll even out. No, they won't. I'm just trying to make an argument to it. I mean, I'm just curious. I'm gonna look at their wild card standing right now.
What? They're probably like 7 out or something.
I'm guessing without even looking. Yeah, just thanks to loading. They're 5.5 out.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, they should definitely be sellers, but like, they get hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that'd be absurd if they made it.
They're not out of it. Even the Mets are 7 out. Only the Marlins are like legit out of it.
Yeah, yeah. The Mets have
everyone
the
else. If they
it.
Get like super hot, you know, you can make an argument that they have a chance.
Yeah, everyone else except for probably the Marlins and the Giants. Everyone else has the talent.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty weird.
Who knows? Marlins get hot. They pick they trade Castro. They pick up this new guy. This new, you know, weird. They have the Marlins have pitching.
Oh yeah, they have really good pitching. Oh, they got guys coming out their ass. They do. No, they do.
Yeah.
Yatsumoto.
Yeah, like, you know, Yatsumoto came out of nowhere. Yeah, that's another one.
Smith, Zach Gallen.
God, Baltimore's horrible. 27 wins.
It's the team in the AL. Wait, they only have 27 wins?
27 wins.
Oh my god.
Dude, the AL has some horrible teams.
Oh, I did not realize
that. Detroit at 28-57. You got Kansas City at 30-61.
Jeez.
You have Baltimore at 27-62. Just three atrocious teams.
Wow.
Tampa and Cleveland.
Toronto's not much better either.
Toronto's not much better, but I mean, they got their kids.
Yeah, the NL is a lot more parity.
Yeah. Tampa, yeah, Cleveland are leading the wild card. Yeah, so they can't trade Brad Hand if they're in the wild card.
No.
Because there were talks about moving him, which is why I was trying to move him, but they got to keep him.
And they still got a divisional chance, too.
Yeah. No,
they won six in a row.
Yeah, and that's probably why they're going to keep Brad Hand. That's sweet. Good. Because I was worried they were going to trade him to the Dodgers because there's talks about that.
Yeah, I remember you were worried. That's why I'm trying to trade him.
Yeah, but I'll keep him now. I'm hearing Will Smith has a chance to go to the Twins. If he goes to the Twins, he's the closer in Minnesota, so I'll keep him.
Taylor Rogers has been ridiculous, though.
Will Smith is all-star closer, dude.
I'm actually curious who's got better numbers, though.
I think Rogers' whip is high.
Oh, is it?
I think. Let's see. I'd have to look. You could look.
I mean, 0.98 and a 1.82 ERA.
Oh, his is at 0.98 now, Rogers?
Yeah.
Okay, and then he's a lot better. Because I remember at one point it was 1.3 something. So he must have done some work.
Oh, I didn't realize how good Will Smith's been. They're pretty close, though, number-wise, actually.
Yeah.
They might do both.
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
But they're both lefties, right?
I think Rogers is a lefty. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so that's weird, too. That move wouldn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, I think about it. Oh, as Will Smith is coming in the game now on the bottom of the seventh. Very good.
Yeah.
Will Smith might get moved to the Dodgers then. Set up Canley.
Yeah, that would make a lot more sense. Although,
yeah, but then even then he might be worth keeping because he'll be a free agent at year's end. So that's kind of a weird situation. Then I might just keep him because he'll go to a team where he can close in the offseason.
Yeah, and the Giants might not want to move him to in the division.
They'll move him. They'll just ask for more.
Ask for Gavin Lux.
Right. Oh, straight up for sure.
For sure.
I'll go to fifth. Or I'm like, listen, they did it in real life. Let's do it in fantasy.
I saw you picked up Joe Jimenez.
Yeah, so that's weird because I picked him up thinking closer in Detroit once they moved Shane Green. The Rays are interested in him and being their primary closer. So the Rays might acquire Jimenez.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like he's not better than all their relievers, though.
Yeah, so I don't know. So that's what I'm kind of keeping an eye on. Is he going there to close, or is he going there to set up like Alvarado and Castillo and Pagan and whoever the hell else they got closing?
Yeah, they got a ton of dudes there.
Yeah.
Chaz Rowe or whatever.
Yeah, so I'll keep an eye on that. Because, yeah, worst case, I'll just drop him. It's not a big deal. It's a speculative ad. Why not?
Yeah, he's always teased.
Yeah.
Man is always teases.
Yeah, he's a speculative ad.
Shane Green will get moved.
Yeah, so that's what I'm actually hoping. Yeah, Shane Green gets moved. Jimenez just takes over the closer job there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of be a lot of those moves. Now's the time to add them. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to add a couple of guys on Thursday or try to.
Like who? I added Tony Watson.
I'm sure you already know. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So
I don't need any more.
I'm trying to trade like some of the ones I have and just kind of replace them with the ones I picked up.
That's the move.
But, you know, no one's fucking biting, so it's frustrating.
Yeah, people are smart, or they don't check their trades.
They don't check their trades.
I think that's most of it. It's so annoying. It would be so fun if everyone checked their trades.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I know I just told you my strategy, but...
I get it.
No, and not that you're stupid and don't see it, so it's not a big deal. It's not like I'm pulling the... You know, whatever sheet over your eyes or whatever the hell it's called.
wool over your eyes.
Is it wool? Wool, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, whatever. So here's the idea. You don't have a ton of closing. You're on the outside looking in.
Yes.
Why don't you acquire some closers?
I might be acquiring some tomorrow, you know, the old waiver. Thursday, I mean.
Yeah, well, maybe I bid higher priority than you because I have all my cash. And Gallo with a drive.
Really?
And that's gone off Will Smith.
And he wasn't in the Derby. What a joke.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. How is he not in the Derby?
It's a joke. If anyone's made for the Derby, it's Joey Gallo.
Unless he turned it down.
No, I think I read he didn't get invited.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, do they not like moonshots? Are his homers too high that he wastes too much time?
That was actually what I was going to say. His homers are too high. They need to be line drives.
Fucking Gallo. He's having it. If he didn't get hurt, he'd be like MVP candidate.
Oh, Gallo's. I'm a big Gallo guy. You know that.
Yeah, me too. I love Gallo.
I love Gallo too.
And he's hitting 280 this year.
Yeah, so for sure, like, you keep his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Has he played third base at all this year, though?
No, he used to be super valuable when he was third, first, and outfield.
Yeah, but he's going to be outfield next year.
Yep, just outfield, which is fine.
Whatever. You just put him at utility and just let him rake.
Yeah, I don't need a first baseman. And I got my corners covered.
It's so weird seeing Austin Meadows in the All-Star game.
Good for him. I'm sure the Pirates fans are pissed off.
Yeah. Well, at least Glasnow's right. Oh, what a pick. Was that Moustakas with the pick? That was a sick pick.
Is he playing second?
He's playing third. Nice pick. Yeah, he was a Gold Glove third baseman, yeah.
Was he? Oh, I didn't realize he was it.
I think so, yeah. Moose. Yeah, Moose plays a good third. Yeah, that was a nice pick he just made.
I'm good on closers though. For now. I got C-Mart. I got Hendricks. I think Oberg is gonna be the closer in Colorado.
Well, yeah. If Davis has like one more hiccup, I think he's out.
Yes, I'll ride that out. I don't know. There's moves to be made, but I don't want to force it. I'm just gonna.
No, force it. You can wait till the deadline, but.
Yeah, I feel like
the
I got
final boss is not
up.
Going anywhere. You have another bad week. You got Baker right behind you. Like you don't flirt with too much danger now.
No, this is a huge week. I'm playing Garrett. He's behind me too.
Exactly. So if Garrett beats you.
No, this is a big week.
If Garrett beats you, then things get a little tight.
And he's got his squad can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. He probably won't get blown out either.
Yeah, you play about 500 a week, and then he's in it, and you know it's dangerous time.
Yeah, I'm not excited. I saw the week that Paul had against you. That was pretty rough.
Oh yeah.
I hate looking at other matchups. It makes you so salty.
Yeah, well, whatever. I needed something like that.
That's what I feel like my season's been like. I haven't had one of those all season. It's frustrating.
I've played 500 all year, and then I've had a few good weeks, and that's why my record is what it is. But I pretty much play about 500 ball.
Yeah. No, I'm legit at 500, game below. But even against, like, bad teams, they'll have really good weeks, and then I'll win, like, 5-4. Like,
yeah, those are annoying.
Yeah. It's like, dude, you had the best week of your life. But it is what it is. That's head-to-head for you. There's always going to be some flukiness to it. Got to roll with it.
Hold on. This is a big week. Smitty, just get me on the podcast to discuss this blockbuster. What blockbuster just happened to
me? Oh, shit. Is there one in our league? Oh, shit.
Oh, if that's what he's referring to.
Oh, shit. Or is it...
I'm Googling MLB trades right now because I don't know what happened.
This is a bullshit fucking trade. No, look at our league.
Oh, wait, what happened, motherfucker? Hold on. Don't say anything. Don't ruin it for me.
Oh, dude, come on.
I'm looking. Don't say anything.
You can't do that.
Don't ruin it for me.
I mean, it's rentals, but I'm not going to ruin it.
Oh, fuck off!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fuck off.
I offered him better.
You don't check my trades. You know what's bullshit, dude? You don't check my trades. Dollar to fuck it or whatever. God. What?
I've been trying to get Scherzer and Muncy as a package, too.
I've been trying to get Muncy, not Scherzer.
Really, Manning and Lizardo? You could have gotten so much better than that for Scherzer and Muncy, dude.
Are you kidding me? This makes him, like, unbeatable.
Hello? Yeah, I'm just mad. I'm selling.
Okay. Because I'm getting all these texts and now my speakers don't work very good. That's okay. Yeah, this pretty much makes him unbeatable. That's like...
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't even know if he needed Muncy, but...
Oh, yeah, that's just a fuck you for good measure.
Yeah.
But
so he's got Scherzer, DeGrom, Kluber, potentially.
God damn it.
And then he's got
Bieber.
What a bullshit
trade.
That's terrible, dude.
And you know what?
Oh, man.
I can't veto it.
Lizardo's hurt.
Fucking crazy. Like, I feel like we've, you know, I feel like we've all made better offers.
Yep.
But because I don't know this guy, is his name Paul? Because I don't know him at all. So I have, like, really, like, no way to reach him. I don't have a direct line to him, you know?
Yep. I just
because I've offered better trades for Muncy alone. Yet alone Muncy and Scherzer.
He offered me I texted Paul and I was like, "Hey, what do you want from Muncy?" And he offered me straight up for Adele and I said no. And so I thought we were still going to talk, but really Matt Manning and Lizardo, come on, man. I don't know. I mean, it is rentals.
I don't care. There's an appropriate price for everything. And Smitty is severely underpaid. Those are elite rentals. And I don't know who Smitty's first round pick is, but Scherzer could conceivably be kept in the first round. I don't know who he's got. I don't have it memorized. But
oh, Rizzo. So, yeah, he could.
Yeah, so it's a toss-up between Rizzo and – yeah, I mean, it's whatever you want. But – yeah, I'm not you know what? I embrace the challenge because it'll be so much sweeter if I fucking match up against him and beat his ass.
Yep.
Oh man. That's how I'm trying to sell it to myself, but that's such a bullshit trade. Fucking kidding me.
Wow, yeah, I'm pissed too. I know, I saw that, I'm like, are you kidding? Two top 20 rentals for like nothing.
Matt Manning could be whatever. Lizardo might be really good, but Matt Manning could be, like, whatever. You know, I knew there was a reason why I didn't want him on this podcast.
Thank God we didn't. That's probably why he wanted to get – that's probably why he wanted to get on.
No, he said that's why I want to get on. He's like, get me on this podcast to discuss the blockbuster. And then immediately my head went to, like, oh, what happened to Major League Baseball? And I start Googling that. Oh, yeah. This is why we don't do podcasts with me. Oh, my God. I'm so mad. Oh, that's such a bullshit trade.
I'm pissed.
He's going to be really hard to beat now. You trade two guys who are doing absolutely nothing for you, but taking up roster space, and you turn that into two elite players, one of whom is an elite pitcher, the other of which is got position eligibility for a second and third, so you could put them in anywhere. Yeah, no, that is his team better go cold just for karma.
God, yeah. So if he had Fister, they both. I mean, they usually have the best starting staffs in the league. That's pretty insane.
Yeah, Fister. I think will like. I hope I match up with Fister in the playoffs. I don't think his team's very good. I mean, it's okay. It's good, but it's not like I'm not worried about Fister's team.
Yeah, no, I think Smitty's is definitely better.
Well, it was before the trade. Now it's just. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the Muncy is fine. I mean, he's a streaky guy, but it's Scherzer.
No, it's both of them. Muncy's at second. That's great value.
Yeah. Well, value doesn't matter because he's not a keeper. But
no, not, I mean value as far as like his position eligibility, that value.
Oh, yeah. Well, the dumb thing is Paul's friend didn't keep Muncy.
Yeah.
In the 25th round. That fucked up our league.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why he wasn't kept.
And didn't he not keep Whit Merrifield either?
Yeah. I think so. I remember Muncy not being kept. I'm not sure about Whit, though. I don't remember that, but yeah, just dumb shit. Dumb.
All right, man, I'm going to go. My phone's going to die. I'm pissed. I need to go, like, chill out.
Okay, I'll join this text in a second. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure we can get all our stuff out of the texting.
All right. All right, later, man.